My name is Joe Terman. I'm Dave's attorney. I'm from the firm of Terman & Lang in Fargo. And what we're here for today, and I think everyone has heard about this in the past quite a bit, but is to consider Pizza Corner's rezone from B1 to B2. And B1 is downtown Bella City. The property has never really been part of the Central Business District. It's really always been either industrial, and all this is laid out in the letter, or just regular commercial, more highway commercial. The first couple blocks south of Main Avenue were primarily commercial properties. The area where they used to assemble the pizzas before Dave got into it, it was a milk distribution gathering point where semis came in and out with milk every day from Cass Clay. And then in about 1980, maybe in 1979, a Pizza Corner opened its operation there. Across the street to the south on 4th Street was the city industrial buildings, or where the city maintained its electrical, whatever, utility center. They bought that from the city in the 90s. And then the warehouse was Midwest Motor Express for many years until Dave acquired that and turned it into a refrigeration place. But they're no longer making pizzas there. This property needs to continue to be productive property for Dave Zubrod and or the Pizza Corner Corporation, which is continuing on and owns many of those properties. What Dave is asking the commission to do today is take the first step towards making it a highway business district, like all the other property was rezoned along Main Street. And for some reason, when the city planning and zoning held their hearings and meetings, they chose to left that alone, isolating from the rest of the area. Some might consider that to be a spot zoning, which is not permitted. And that's where the area has the same use as the surrounding areas, but it's zoned differently. And this would just be the opposite. The rest of the area, businesses have all been rezoned and this hasn't. So Dave's asking that, Zubrod is asking that you simply eliminate that problem, rezone it as central business or as highway business, and then as he redevelops these properties, sells them, or does whatever he's going to do with them, they'll be zoned the same as the surrounding property. So that's all we're asking today. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions that I can answer for anyone?
Just to comment on the planning and zoning. There was a timing issue there. It wasn't a contentious issue. And it has been through now planning and zoning, and it is recommended by planning and zoning to the commission.
So that's correct.
That's where we sit today.
Yes.
At this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
What I want to do here is point out to the city, I went around this morning a little bit early, and I took some traffic counts because over the years I've received, you know, some complaints from the city about too much traffic and too much noise and different things like that in that area. And so I went over to the Dakota Plains, where it's on the corner of 9th Avenue in the Dakota Plains, and I was there from 6:58 in the morning until 7:10. And in 12 minutes there was 30 vehicles, many semis, dually pickups, and there's residential to the north and residential all the way up on 9th Avenue. And then I went over to the property that I own where there was traffic, and there was one vehicle on 10th Avenue and four vehicles on 4th Street, total of five in 12 minutes from 7:12 to 7:24. And then I went over on 8th Avenue, the one going, you know, past the Wellness Center there, and in 12 minutes from 7:25 to 7:37, there were 64 vehicles going there in 12 minutes. That was at 7:25 to 7:37. So I thought it'd be a little bit interesting to know that there isn't that much activity going on over in our area versus other areas of town where there's also residential people that are living. And so this is what happened. I know it's only a 12-minute snapshot, but I'm thinking this would be fairly accurate, you know, through when everybody's going to work. I would say from probably, you know, 7 in the morning till 8:39 maybe. I think the ratio would remain pretty close to the same in that area.
Is there any activity going on where the pizza corner, where by where you're building, is there any activity going on in any of the buildings now?
The part in that letter where it said it was used as Midwest Motor Express, that there's a freezer, a shipping freezer there. So there's incoming product and outgoing product there.
Okay.
And then where the city owned the utility building that I bought from the city a few years ago, that's turned into some truck storage, truck maintenance, and there's an office building there that's currently rented by the new company. And then where the truck wash was, there's a little bit of stuff going on there. We washed some vehicles and different things like that. And I've recently sold two of the buildings to a construction company here in town. The former Carquest building and the other one right along Main has been sold.
Wow.
So you're gonna have new owners coming in there. They're very nice people, very, very good people to work with. So I've had some experience working with them, and they're very good for Valley City. They've built a couple of new houses in town already, and they'll be very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so.
Any other questions for Dave? Any other comments? Any other comments? Okay. We have a motion to close the hearing.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Peterson.
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop.
Aye.
Commissioner Powell.
Aye.
President Carlgrove.
Aye.
I got one more little comment here, if I could read this or not. As you know, I owned the pizza corner until May of last year, so it's been almost a year since the company was gone. And I've got a letter, it kind of brings a little bit of positive thing for Valley City, a little bit of more of a human touch to the 150 employees that I had there. They were all good employees, but I'd like to read what one guy left when he left Valley City, a little comment, if I could.
Okay.
It's very positive, I won't take too long. Okay, this is a little letter. I put a little notebook out, and the 23rd of December was the last day that we had the pizzas assembly. We still do some garlic bread there about once every 3 weeks. That's all we have here in Valley City. But this guy here, he wrote a little letter. His name was Ding Matok, and he signed it on the 23rd of December. And he said, looking back, I can now today, December 23rd, 2016, say that I have made a very wise decision to come and work here at Pizza Corner. Since I work here, there has been many positive changes in my life. This job helped my family back home from their financial crisis. It made it possible for my uncle to have a life-saving surgery in Cairo, Egypt. It put my niece in a boarding school in Uganda. I bought a good car. I was able to have a credit card, and now I'm building my credit score. I became a supervisor for one full year, an invaluable entry on my resume. Saved good money for the first time in my life, made good friends. Pizza Corner will forever be in my memories for the best job I've ever had. It takes one spot now. Thanks for your kindness and everything you've made possible for everyone that worked here. Ding Matok, and that was one of the night shift supervisors there at the end. So I just wanted to give something positive for the mayor and the city commissioners and some of the other people in Valley City. So something positive about the company and the people that work there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you for the many years of positive things that you have done for the city of Valley City. And I used to hear about Pizza Corner where I lived in Lupton a long time ago. When I go home, I am home, but I go back to the old place once in a while. My son had a pizza oven. I said, oh, so what kind of pizza do you like? Oh, Pizza Corner pizza. So you've certainly given a positive spin to pizza from Pizza Corner in Valley City.
Okay,
so
thank you, Dave.
Thank you for your years of effort.